Just Another Whiskey Woman. That's Whitford St. Holmes from their 1981 release of the same name. Derek St. Holmes from Ted Nugent's band and Brad Whitford from Aerosmith. And before that, Derek St. Holmes in a band he was in called St. Paradise. And that was Miami Slide, the name of the tune that you heard. And that was from their 1979 release, St. Paradise. And what do those two have in common beside Derek St. Holmes? They're both bands that were formed after the demise of other bands. And that idea came up thanks to Westy, who I posted on Facebook the other day, if anyone had any requests. And Westy came up with that idea, bands that were formed as a result of other bands that they were in falling apart. And that was certainly the case here. In 1979, Derek St. Holmes and Rob Grange, who was the bass player with Ted Nugent, on all that classic stuff like Stranglehold and Live It Up and songs like that, they left Ted's band. And then Denny Carmassi, who had been the drummer on four Montrose records and a couple of Sammy Hagar records, he didn't have anything going on. So they put together the St. Paradise Band and really thought that was going to do something. But the record didn't do all that well. And by 1980, St. Paradise was no more. And then in 1981, Brad Whitford, along with Joe Perry, who had left Aerosmith too a couple years earlier, but Brad Whitford left Aerosmith and hooked up with Derek St. Holmes, and that's how the Whitford St. Holmes record came to be. And then, interestingly, Brad Whitford and Derek St. Holmes in 2015 just did their second record. So 1981 was the first one, 2015 was the follow-up to the initial Whitford St. Holmes record. So that got me thinking about Ted Nugent and the band that he put together in 1990, or was part of. I don't know that he actually put it together, but by 1990, Ted didn't have a whole lot going on. Styx wasn't really happening anymore at that point. They ended up back together, but at that point, they weren't really happening. And Night Ranger didn't really have anything going on at that time. So Night Ranger, Ted Nugent, Styx, all represented in the band Damn Yankees. And in 1990, they put out their debut record just called Damn Yankees. From that one, this is a tune called Pile Driver.
Nice lick. I have a feeling this is going to be a rhythm and blues song. Nice, real nice. Tasty.
Get out!
comes up next to me and says, Mr. Nugent, do you think my skirt is short enough? I said, baby, you want to be alive? You got the pile, Jazz!
Pile driver, damn Yankees. So there you go. Three in a row that are all kind of connected in a way. And that starts out episode 75 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. Thanks for coming back and checking out another rockin' episode. And then from that post I did on Facebook, I had another request for Chicago Rockers. Band was called Viacuta. And this is a tune called Just Another Broken Heart.
So you say you wanna end it forever.
Broken Heart. Tony Palumbo pounding out the lead vocals there. That was Chicago Rockers via CUDA. And after the demise of that band, three of the guys, the guitar player, the bass player, and the drummer, went on to form the band Smash Alley with a different lead singer. But via CUDA left behind some great tunes. They were a great hard rocking band, and that song that there is for William Pollard. So there you go, Bill. Via CUDA, keeping the rock rolling now with something brand new from 2018. The record will be out shortly, and the band is called Dreamchild. This is a tune called Under the Wire.
We'll be right back.
Under the Wire from Dreamchild. That's from their record Until Death Do We Meet Again, coming out very, very soon. And that band kind of meets the supergroup status or the demise of other bands for causing a band to be formed in a way too, because three of the members of Dreamchild are Craig Goldie, Rudy Sarzo, and Simon Wright. And if you remember, Craig Goldie was in Dio's band for a while, and of course Rudy Sarzo was too, and was also with Ozzy. And then Simon Wright was in AC/DC for quite a while on drums. So kind of a super group there, Dreamchild. All right, we're going to keep things rolling now. We're going to kind of do a now and then type of thing, except we're going to do the then first. I don't know if you remember the band Keel, but Ron Keel was the lead singer, and back in the 80s, called the band Keel. 1984 saw their first record, and it didn't really do much in terms of sales, but it did catch the ear of Gene Simmons from Kiss, who ended up producing their second record and also kind of reworked their logo to where it looked kind of like the Kiss logo in some ways. So the first record didn't do much in terms of sales, but it definitely helped propel the career of Keel and Ron Keel by getting noticed from Gene Simmons. So from that record that Gene produced, this is the title track. It's called The Right to Rock.
All right.
Right to Rock from Keel, 1985 title track. The Right to Rock and Ron Keel still out there doing stuff. Different lineup. Not all the same musicians that was in the Keel band, but that was Ron Keel then, 1985. And then here's Ron Keel more recently. And this record's kind of interesting. He self-released this album in 2014. And it's just now being re-released on a record label. And the record was called Metal Cowboy. So here's some recent, or more recent, Ron Keel. This is a tune called Dead Man Rockin'.
We'll be right back.
John Keel, Now. That's Dead Man Rockin' from his 2014 and 2018 release, Metal Cowboy. And that completes the Then and Now. I think that's what we should call it, Then and Now, because that is Now from Ron Keel. And before that, of course, we heard From Keel. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You've been rocking out with me on episode 75 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. But the time has come once again when I have to wrap up this episode. But come back next week for another rocking episode. And once again, like I had to do a couple of weeks ago, next Sunday's episode, I'll actually get it online on Thursday because I will not be able to do it next Sunday. So look for episode 76 on Thursday instead of Sunday. And then after that, I think I have no more conflicts. I think I'll get back to being able to do each Sunday a new episode of the Radio Bypass Podcast for you. If you've got any comments, you can stop by the Radio Bypass Facebook page. Also created an Instagram and a Twitter for Radio Bypass. And you can also send me an old-fashioned email, ralph@radiobypass.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. I'll talk to you Thursday this coming week. And I'm going to leave you with one more of the bands that were formed at the demise of other bands, out of the ashes of other bands. And this is one I think I played one track before on an earlier episode. And that's the band Shadow King. Shadow King came together in 1991. And a lot of big things were expected for the band, but it didn't end up that way. But Vivian Campbell, who had just been out of Dio, and Lou Gramm, who had just been out of Foreigner, got together and formed this band, Shadow King. They had one record come out in 1991, simply called Shadow King as well. But great record. And of course, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, or you know me personally, you know I'm a big Vivian Campbell fan. And this record definitely was one of my favorites because Lou Gramm, can't argue with him either. Great vocalist. So I'm going to leave you with one from Shadow King for today. This is from their one and only record. It's called I Want You. You move.